It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, June 12, 2018. Today is the birthday of English novelist Charles Kingsley, born in Devonshire in 1819. He is associated primarily with England's West Country and Northeast Hampshire. In addition to his literary work, Kingsley was a Protestant clergyman who gained prominence in the public arena as an activist for social reform. An advocate for Christian socialism, he published several novels about social problems before writing several very successful historical novels, including Westward Ho in 1855. He was also one of the very first clergymen to support Charles Darwin's theories and to seek a reconciliation between science and Christian doctrine. Darwin's theory of evolution inspired Kingsley's popular children's book, The Water Babies, published in 1863. Kingsley's success gave him a professorship at Cambridge University. Later, he was appointed canon of Chester Cathedral and then Westminster Abbey. He was also a chaplain to Queen Victoria and tutor to the future King, Edward VII. Kingsley believed that true religion must incorporate the social and political spheres of life, and thus he worked tirelessly toward the educational, physical, and social betterment of all the congregations he served. His literary career would also reflect the social causes that he supported. One such work was Yeast, a Problem, featured first in Fraser's Magazine in 1848. This work pointed out the plight of impoverished English agricultural laborers. His books Cheap Clothes and Nasty and Alton Locke, Tailor and Poet shed light on the working conditions in sweatshops in the garment trade. With his most popular historical novel, Westward Ho, Kingsley romantically depicted the divisions occurring within Christianity itself between Protestant England and Catholic Spain. In this critically praised adventure story, Kingsley's protagonist hero aids the English army in defeating the Spanish Armada. Though the book was noted for its realistic descriptions, modern readers consider it to be flawed by its ethnic bias. Along with his Victorian themes, Kingsley also projected Victorian attitudes about race. Though he is forever tied to his religious and social activities, Kingsley is nevertheless best remembered as a writer. As a novelist, his chief talent lay in his power of description and in his sympathy for children. During his last years, Kingsley continued to write poetry and political articles, as well as several volumes of sermons. He also traveled widely, and he published several articles and lectures following each of his tours to the West Indies and the United States, before he finally succumbed to poor health in 1875, at age 56. Kingsley was buried in St. Mary's Churchyard in Eversley, and his life was memorialized by his widow in 1877 in an affectionate biography. "There are two freedoms," Kingsley wrote, "the false, where a man is free to do what he likes, and the true, where he is free to do what he ought." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for June 12th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.